Thanks very much, Domitius. Steve Bertrand here. It's the Wintrust Business Lunch on 720 WGN 1238 from the Allstate Skyline Studio. This is sponsored by Wintrust Chicago's Bank. Okay, you're wearing eyeglasses, you maybe, or you know someone who does. Do you have any idea how they're made or where they're made? 90% of the eyeglasses sold in this country, by one count anyway, are made overseas, most of them in China. There's a company in Chicago that is hoping to change that. Scott Shapiro is in the studio, the co-founder of State Optical. Scott, welcome to the Wintrust Business Lunch.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Okay, I don't know where to start with you because I've got so many questions. First of all, it never occurred to me how eyeglasses were made. I kind of assumed, that they were spit out by some machine. Right? You're laughing
yeah,
because
no, and that's so much a part of our vision, right? And no pun intended, but so not only it's possible that you've never thought about that. Most people who wear glasses probably have never thought about that. But what's worse, opticians and optometrists, people who work at retail locations that have devoted their lives to eyewear, most of them have also never really thought about it either. It's always been done in this like mysterious way, thousands of miles away from here.
Okay, so here you are. Your family was in eyeglass business.
I grew up in the eyewear business.
And then you find yourself, you've got a variety of partners in this, and you're back in it now. And so what you're selling are glasses that are made in not just the USA, but in Chicago.
That's right.
Is that part of the brand, or is that, I mean, why is it that you decided to do that?
So, first and foremost, just like you said, I mean, we wanted to start the conversation about what actually goes into making a pair of eyeglasses and, you know, maybe what some of the differences are between buying a high quality pair of glasses versus an inexpensive sort of commoditized pair of glasses. And I'll accept that there's a place in the market for both of those things. But we really wanted to tell a story and show people what goes into making high quality frames.
Okay, is it acetate?
That's the material we use.
Is that what albums were made from?
Yeah, actually, I believe that at one point albums may have been made from acetate, but it's
at
not
one point there were albums, Scott.
Yeah, yeah. Good point. But I don't think it's exactly the same type of acetate.
And so it's a petroleum product.
It's a cotton based plastic.
A
very high quality plastic. And the reason we use acetate is because it can be heated and bent to fit your face perfectly.
How do you make it colors? How do you add the colors and the tones?
The colors come from the acetate that we purchase. So just like if you were designing a suit, you might use different fabrics from all over the world. And the fabrics, you don't necessarily design the fabric themselves.
Right.
Same do we do with acetate.
So sometimes when I'm really excited about a topic, I jump all over the place. So
okay, yeah, no problem. I'm right here. That's why I'm here.
Me. Okay, so most of these glasses are made overseas. You started this company. You're going to be made in Chicago. Okay, we've established that you don't buy an eyeglass making machine.
Correct.
So then you have the situation where it's almost like you're bringing a new craft to the island. And you've got to bring the craftsman in.
Exactly. So we say in our factory it takes over 70 steps to make one pair of eyeglasses. And over 50% of that has to be done by hand. That's the type of thing that most people never really think about. And that's why it's so rare for it to be done here in the United States, because it does require so much hand labor. If you came to our factory today...
Which is where?
It's in Vernon Hills.
Vernon Hills, okay.
You would see... you would be blown away by how much handwork goes into making a beautiful pair of acetate frames.
It's like a jeweler, in a way?
Similar. Maybe I would say, yeah, the way that... because the real difficult part is the finishing of the frame.
Oh,
if you want it to have that luster and you want it to really pop in terms of the color coming out of it, it takes... There's no other way to do it than by hand.
And so you're selling... it's quality, but we're in sort of a craft... culture right now, right? Craft beers, craft liquors, all of that. Is that part of your branding?
Yeah, we want people to start thinking about how their products are made. Not just where, that's important.
Yeah.
But, you know, what does it really take to make this thing? And I think when people start thinking about that, they start to attach to it differently. They treat it differently.
Scott, what are you thinking, though? I mean... Right?
It's been really difficult. let me make no bones about it. This is not all of my peers, and you know, my family has been in eyewear since 1977. All of my parents' friends and everyone else in the eyewear industry will tell you that I am totally insane. That this is bizarre. By the way, you said about 90% of frames come from overseas. It's more than that.
That's really just
the stuff that's labeled from overseas.
Okay, so branding then. It's made in the USA.
Correct.
But you're making a point of branding. expanding Chicago and Illinois, too. I said, before you came on a few minutes ago, I said, anyone can tell me why there are 21 holes drilled in the temple.
Yep.
No one would ever guess that.
Yeah, I know. It was because Illinois is the 21st state.
Wow.
And drilling those holes is just another example of the detail that goes into the frame. It's a lot of work. I joke that our head of production, Mark, he wishes that, you know, maybe we had built this factory in Massachusetts or in Pennsylvania. Right, you'd only have to drill a hole or two instead of 21.
And the glasses I was telling you off the air, I like the Wells.
Yes.
Sunglasses.
Thank you.
The different frames are named after, by and large, Chicago streets.
Every style is named after a street in Chicago. We're very proud of our Chicago roots.
Not like Narragansett, not the really big, long. No.
Hopefully we'll be around long enough that we have to get down the list to Narragansett.
And so then who are your clients? Are they listeners who are, because you can go online and buy sunglasses, but
correct,
prescription, you've got to go through an optometrist's office.
Yeah, we partner exclusively with independent optical offices all around the country.
Right, and I looked at, I put my zip code in, and you've got a lot.
Yeah, we've had a lot of success. There's, as you can imagine, when you're trying to fight to separate your brand from every other brand in the world, making it yourself and making it here locally has been very appealing to people so far.
Scott Shapiro is the co-founder of State Optical. Where do people find out more information?
They go to stateopticalco.com.
Are those Walgreens readers? What are you wearing right now?
No, of course not. This is the Wentworth. and by the way, if people want to tour the factory, they can.
Anyone
is invited to come and tour the factory. They can make an appointment right there at stateopticalco.com.
Nice to meet you. I wish you great success.
Steve, I hope to see you in Vernon Hills. Come on over.
It's the Wintrust Business Lunch on 720 WGN.